Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of Proverbs, also from two Gospels, the Gospel of John and the Gospel of Matthew. First, out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people will perish. The people will cast off restraints, run wild, each to their own way. And then out of the Gospel of John, chapter 14, beginning of verse 5, Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at verse 16, and this is as Jesus is just about to ascend into heaven to be with his Father. And Jesus came and spoke to the disciples, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. About 30 years ago, the song Show Me the Way was released by the musical group Styx, S-T-Y-X. The song was written as a prayer by Dennis DeYoung, who was the lead vocalist and keyboardist with the group Styx, during a self-described crisis of personal faith that DeYoung was having. In Greek mythology, Styx is a god, a small g, and also a river that forms the boundary between Earth and the underworld, the domain often called Hades, also known by the name of Hell. Dennis DeYoung, a devout Roman Catholic, said that originally he wrote the song like a hymn about his ongoing struggle to keep the faith in a world so filled with hatred, as he wrote. The song later became identified with the first Gulf War. Yearning for something or someone to show him the way through his struggles, DeYoung wrote, Show me the way. Every night I say a prayer in the hope that there's a heaven. And every day I'm more confused as the saints turn into sinners. All the heroes and legends I knew as a child have fallen to idols of clay. And I feel this empty place inside, so afraid that I've lost my faith. Show me the way. Show me the way. Take me tonight to the river and wash my illusions away. Please show me the way. And as I slowly drift to sleep, for a moment, dreams are sacred. I close my eyes and know there's peace in a world so filled with hatred that I wake up each morning and turn on the news to find we've so far to go. And I keep on hoping for a sign, so afraid that I just won't know. Show me the way. Show me the way. Bring me tonight to the mountain and take my confusion away and show me the way. You know, sadly, just as when those words were written by him and sung by his rock group Styx and reaching the Billboard Top 10 list back then, they still ring with truth today as to the lack of direction, the lack of vision, the sense of confusion, of hopelessness that is present in too many corridors and too many lives in the world around us. Just look around. Drive around wherever you are. Do people and our society seem to be headed in the best direction for their lives and our country? Open your newspaper and you'll quickly be overwhelmed, needing to immediately put it in the recycle bin to preserve what sanity you have left. Turn on the television news if you dare, and you'll see violence, destruction, looting, fires, and murder in the name of what? What? Keep watching, and you'll hear politicians, leaders of our cities, states, and nation abandoning their duty and those they were elected to serve in the name of ideology and power and politics and whatever else, turning their backs on him, on this nation, and those who expect them as leaders to simply do what is right. There's a lack of civility out there and around the nation. And it's not a lack of ability to agree, but an apparent lack of the desire to agree or to disagree with respect. As a result, we remain divided as our society protests, disagrees, argues, and dismisses each other with no mutuality of progress. Universities, near and far around our nation, which long ago kicked God off their campuses and out of the classrooms, now pour, it seems, only one godless brand of information and history into the formative minds of those students, those young adults that God created, which we entrusted to those universities. Our students, the next generation of would-be leaders in our country, is that what we want for them? Is it any wonder then that people of all ages are looking for something, someone, anyone, to show them the way to meaning and real purpose in their lives? Someone who they hope will lead them to the mountaintop, to a place of hope. People of all ages, so lost and hurting, they often settle for anything, including whatever, will numb their pain and provide relief, even though the relief is only temporary. Maybe even some of us today are there, or have been there at one time or another, or know a loved one who's been there or is there, having spent way too many of our days looking for a way, needing a vision, following a dream, losing your focus, direction, and vision in your lives, leading to a sense of despair at times and looking everywhere. So where do we look in those moments where we don't know the next steps? Where do we point others who we love, who need a direction and a vision? Where do we look when we feel empty inside? And all those leaders and heroes and legends that we've looked to show us the way, have proven to be less. Idols of clay, DeYoung says, less than we thought they would be. Where do we go? Where do we look to find our way when facing mountains in our lives, when we have no vision or clarity for our lives? Where do we look to find the way, to find again the dreams we once held sacred in our hearts in a world so filled with hatred and confusion? Where do we go to find peace and healing and hope for today and tomorrow? You know what I'm going to say, right? Well, you're right. It's a great song, Show Me the Way, for every day, every generation, and every age. A desperate plea of faith, searching for hope. An earnest prayer in the hope that there's a heaven. I love the line in the song, I close my eyes and know there's peace. It shows that DeYoung, whether he fully understood it or not, seemed to sense deep within him a place of peace, an underlying river of calm, a fountain of peace and hope available, no matter the confusion and emptiness he felt, some place that would hold him, guide him, and show him the way. Jesus showed a skeptical Thomas the way, and also reminded his disciples in the passage we read that he was the way, and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. My friends, that is the direction for our lives. Jesus is the way. The hope for heaven that Dennis DeYoung was searching for during the crisis of faith he was experiencing when he penned those words years ago. Maybe he realized it himself, or maybe someone pointed him in that direction. I hope so. And as Christ was preparing to ascend to heaven, he reminded his disciples, and he reminded you and me, that is what we should be about, to go and make disciples of all nations, to touch the world, to point others to the hope of heaven, to show them the way, to be those examples of Christ to others in the world. Amidst politics, disagreements, unrest, dissension, destruction, and despair, to point them to the hope of heaven. You know, whether he realized it or not, when he wrote, Show Me the Way, Christ is who DeYoung's heart was longing for. But we are the ones, and others like us back then, that Dennis DeYoung was looking to help him through his crisis of faith, to help take his confusion away, to point him to the hope of heaven, to show him the way. And Christ reminds us that there are many other Dennis DeYoungs out there today, millions and millions, needing an eternal example to follow, needing someone to show them the way, helping them to find the vision and the hope of heaven in a relationship with the loving and empowering Christ. And if I see a light, DeYoung writes, should I believe? Tell me, how will I know? Show me the way. Show me the way. Give me the strength and the courage to believe that I'll get there someday. And please, show me the way. And ends with this. Every night I say a prayer in the hopes that there's a heaven. Show me the way. And my friends, we're the ones called to go and show the way. To all those around us, the lost, the least, the lonely and burdened, the confused and angry, those looking for a sign, a direction, for hope, and the light of Christ in the darkness, to show them the way. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for that song written 30 years ago and the reminder that it is to us today of the way. The pleas that we all have and we have had and we know others that do, someone please show me the way. You are the way. Thank you for the reminder. And as you told Thomas and you told the disciples that you are the way and the truth and the life, thank you for that. Thank you even more than that. Not only you are the way, Lord, but you will go with us, lifting us, carrying us, and moving us forward to be all that you want us to be so that we might with you show others the way, introduce them to you so that they then can embrace and will have found the light in the darkness, which is you. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for your son. Thank you for the way. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.